Hello listeners and welcome back to Unravel Studios. Have you ever thought why India has so much gold? The answer to this question lies in the past. So let's travel back to the past then. From the exquisite diamonds like the Kohinoor, to forward-thinking texts like the Vedas, from advanced architectural techniques, agricultural techniques, to splendid scenery. 17th century India had it all. At the time, being one of the wealthiest nations in the world, India was known as the Sone Ki Chidiya. Before the East India Company took over, subsequently, the British, the country remained one of the richest in the world. Agricultural growth was vast and diverse. Trade with foreign land was always high and gained prominence as it was the center of spirituality, philosophical knowledge. India led in a very dense sphere. With a 5,000-mile coastline, India had adventurous sea-facing merchants who took the great risk. India was a major exporter of textiles, spices, pearls, sugars, and iron weapons. With such a vast resources available easily, India did not need much of import. A recurring theme in the history was a constant flow of gold and silver into India. The reason was that people in the West high-ranked Indian goods, spices, cotton textiles, jewelry. But Indians were uninterested in the Western wares. To balance the books, Western merchants had to pay for the difference in gold and silver. Can you imagine there was a point in history when Roman senators complained that their women used too many Indian spices and luxuries, which drained the Roman Empire's most precious metal? Pliny, a Roman senator, called India the sink of world gold. The Portuguese protested that their hard-won silver from South America was being lost to India. The British Parliament echoed this lament in the 17th century and exhorted the East India Company to interest Indians in English goods. It was only in the 19th century that the battalion flow changed the direction. When machine-made textiles from England's Industrial Revolution made Indian handloom obsolete, Indians had finally found something they wanted from the West. Before the 19th century, the only place in the world which had diamond mines was South India, especially the Krishna and the Godavari river basins spread across present-day Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. Golconda was the hub for anything to do with diamonds. In the ancient India, some gold was there in the river Indus and Swarnarekha river. But most of the gold came to India by trading. India exported many things of value. In exchange, they got gold. Surplus of trade was the main reason for the access of gold that India had. At that time, Europeans had the mines for which gold and silver were extracted, and gold and silver were exchanged for different items. While most of the world practiced a barter system economy, India was the one of the few countries that developed money-based trade. Sadly, history took its course and India was invaded and ruled. As we fought a war amongst ourselves, country's vast resources were slowly dwindling.